Good afternoon to you from the sports team. We start off with some rugby. Springbok Sevens head coach Philip Snyman has selected 10 previous Dubai Sevens winners in his squad for next weekend's Sevens season opener in the United Arab Emirates. First timers Donovan Don and David Brits and Tristan Leeds joins seasoned players Impi Fissa and Zane Davids, who's been named co-captains. Snyman says he aims to build squad depth and consistency, targeting a top four finish in every tournament.
I'm really confident with our current squad, and this year we'll approach it a little bit different. We don't want to use the building factor as an excuse, but we want to get the new players through, and we want to build towards the 2028 Olympic Games and 2026 World Cup. We'll have one or two focus areas for ourselves. We want to get more ball in hand. We want to defend better.
And then Springbok prop Oxen Chair has been forced to withdraw from Saturday's clash against Wales in Cardiff. Now, this will see Vilku Lowe start at tight head prop while Thomas Du Toit moves to loose head. And then bouncing over to tennis to close, Italy won their fifth Billie Jean King Cup title and first since 2013 by beating 2002 champion Slovakia 2-0 in Spain. Lucia Bronzetti got Italy off the mark with a 6-2, 6-4 win over Victoria Rynkova in the opening match of the final tie. World number 4 Jasmine Paolini secured the victory after defeating Rebecca Shramkova 6-2, 6-1. Paolini, who's enjoyed a breakthrough 2024 season, says winning the trophy is unbelievable.
You know, I'm trying just to enjoy every moment because it's important also to understand where you are, you know, and I feel lucky to be in this position. I feel lucky to be part of this team, and think we played an unbelievable week, and I'm really happy that this year we could bring the trophy home again.
Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.